Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with Cynthia Bland, who founded Voice Found, a nonprofit organization committed to preventing child sex abuse and commercial sexual exploitation. Cynthia, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to speak with you again.
You and Voice Found recently launched a new initiative, the Hope Found Project, with support from the Department of Justice Victims Fund. Can you tell me about the initiative and how it all came about?
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure. So we've been working for a number of years on prevention of child sex abuse and commercial sexual exploitation. There was an opportunity for some funding through the Department of Justice, and we had done some work a couple of years ago. I had met another woman on a panel who had been a victim of human trafficking, and we just knew we were going to work together someday. So we put together a proposal with the help of a few other really great people and collaborative partners, and we were successful in getting the funding. So it's over 5 years, and our project had a really, really, really long title that I would never be able to repeat again. And so we shortened it, and we're calling it the Hope Found Project. And really what it's all about is filling gaps in existing care and existing programs, and ensuring that we're providing opportunities for people that are exiting the sex trade or have been trafficked so that they can really thrive in new lives.
What services does Hope provide?
So probably the most important, critical, and differentiating service that we provide is that of peer support. We have people who have been in their shoes. When someone's been trafficked, there's obviously a whole lot of trauma that's a part of that. And by having the support of someone who's been through it, who really understands the challenges, understands the trauma, and can just relate on their level, is such a powerful healing, part of the healing journey. So peer support is one of the really, really huge services that we offer. In addition to that, we provide education and employment services. We have a learning campus right in our office where clients can upgrade their skills, figure out what it is that they want to do with their lives. You know, we have a program called My Blueprint. So, you know, we identify different learning styles and go back to, okay, what do I want to be when I grow up? And you know, what are some areas where I could potentially become employed? How do I get there? And so our learning campus really is great for that. And we can help people get their GED, do their HVAC, all sorts of different things, and get career counseling as well. We also provide basic necessities. I mean, that's kind of first and foremost. We want to make sure that someone is safe and that they have a roof over their head, food to eat, clothing to wear. We will help people who are struggling, and many are, with addiction, and get them the right support, health support, including medical care as well, dental care, therapy, therapeutic massage. But first of all, we work with existing agencies because there are some great supports out there, but we fill the gaps where they may not have funding, which I think is probably the best way to describe it and important.
Yeah, and so you work with, your clients could be survivors as well as service providers.
Yes, exactly. So we have service providers that come to us and say, look, we have a client, they need X, Y, Z. We can't provide that. Can you help us? And then they will send the client over to us. And really, when somebody comes to our office and is referred to us as a client, the first thing we do really is sit down and just have a conversation with them and find out what they need and where the gaps are and how we can help them. And part of our office is actually, we've got a beautiful soft room in here that's been designed to keep people comfortable. It's got a nice comfy couch and nice soft cozy things. We've got pajamas. We've got food available because we think that's really important, right? To sit down and have a conversation. We're not sitting across a desk from somebody. We're sitting with them, beside them as peers.
One of the things, I was at the launch panel last week, and one of the things that I thought people might be surprised to know is that human trafficking, it's not just something that's done in dark corners and faraway places, that it can take place in what might seem like an otherwise normal, quote-unquote, home environment. Can you speak to that a bit and how it does happen across Canada?
Oh, absolutely, and I think that's a really important point to make, and thank you for bringing that up. People tend to think that trafficking does happen over there. Meanwhile, it is domestic trafficking within Canada is a huge issue. We have clients, and many people would be surprised to hear that people are often children are trafficked by their own family members. We have young girls being trafficked right out of high school or in high school. It's not something that's happening in dark corners. And oftentimes, people who are being trafficked don't even recognize that that's what's happening to them.
And how would you define being trafficked then?
Being coerced in do something. Usually, what we're dealing with sex trafficking. So they're being sold as a commodity and being coerced to do something without consent.
I mean, obviously it's a difficult topic, and I really commend you and your organization for taking this on and helping survivors. At the panel last week, each of the speakers ended with a message of hope, and I'm wondering if you can just offer that now. What are you seeing that's good that's coming out of this Hope Found project?
Most important, I think, is for people to know that they're not alone. Oftentimes, as a victim or survivor of any sexual exploitation, you may feel that you're the only person. What we're finding is just this connection of people understanding and seeing in others that, okay, they're not alone. What happened to you was not your fault. Lose the shame. The shame doesn't belong with you. And that we can no longer be silent about this. And by talking about it and bringing it out of the darkness, it really is helping so many people. And we're just really encouraged by what we're seeing and what we're hearing.
And so to learn more or to take part in the services, people can visit voicefound.ca. Cynthia, thank you very, very much.
Oh, thank you so much.